Welcome to My Money Life, a daily financial perspective with Crown Financial Ministry CEO, Chuck Bentley.
Are you content? You know, one of the reasons we're in our current economic mess is that Americans wanted bigger houses, bigger cars, and more stuff. The Bible encourages us to be content, but we forget that God provides according to His will. So we set out to acquire things, thinking that they'll make us content, but they never do. Contentment isn't being satisfied with your lot in life. It's knowing God's purposes for your life and striving to fulfill it as your top priority. But being content doesn't come naturally. You actually have to learn it. So here are some practical steps. Repent of greed and materialism. Ask God to help you make Him the object of your desire. Establish a reasonable lifestyle. Now, this could mean downsizing a house or a car, but sometimes it means turning down a promotion just to have more time with your family. Be generous. God wants you to care for others, not just with your gifts and offerings, but with your time as well. Be thankful. The Bible tells us we should be thankful for everything, good or bad. Thank Him daily for the blessings in your life. And fear not. Worrying about the future is really telling God you don't believe His promise to provide for your needs. But when you're truly finding your joy in Christ, earthly possessions will matter less and less because God is always faithful. At Money Life, we want to help you during these challenging times. Find out more by visiting us online at crown.org.
You've been listening to My Money Life with Chuck Bentley, CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. For more information about Crown, go to crown.org. That's crown.org.